sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final hour, Zolak and Bertrand. What do you got for me, Zo? You got an item on Shaq Mason. I got something for you from Bill Belichick.
Okay, this is from Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal. I think Greg does a good job. He's always down there, sort of knows the team. He's there every day, works hard at it. I think when he's on Felger and Maz, it's appointment listening. You know, 10 questions with Bedard, and you know the takeaways at the end of that, they end up being pretty funny. But he said, it's interesting with the Mason deal. You know, I go back to all of his grades, and he grades every single play, and he charts it, and grades out all the players from last year, the 2017 season. Number one graded player, Tom Brady. Number two, Rob Gronkowski. The number three guy that got the top three grade was Shaq Mason. So you're paying off a guy that looks like he's damn productive. And that's tough for a lineman to grade out that high. Because you're moving, you know, you're run blocking, you're pass blocking, you're passing on sets and all that stuff. So, graded out in the top three with Greg Bedard. I thought that was interesting. So taking care of a guy that plays well and plays hard.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's doubting.
Not doubting it. It's just a lot of money for a guard.
You know, yeah, it's more about the position and the team and the team's belief that they can coach up players and turn a fourth rounder like Shaq Mason into a top five guard in the league.
What was the name of the guard?
Which they've done.
What was the name of the guard from the Saints? Remember when he signed and like that's the one that like started to send the whole Mankins thing into a tizzy. Like that guy's not even where close to the player that Logan is. He was like an $8 million a year player then. I forgot the guy's damn name. But that's where, like, sort of this guard payment went on alert. And then you look around the league. I mean, people are paying guys left and right. Their teams have got money to spend, like the Raiders, you know, Denver. The Rams. I think the Rams just paid a tackle, made him a top five tackle in the league. Never heard of the guy. That's the rate. I watched a little bit of Nate Solder yesterday, too. He looks big. He looks bigger than he was here, wearing number 76 now. He had played pretty well. Played pretty well. Jahari Evans, yes. Who did that? Is that you, Captain? Nice. Oh, Tom. T-Bone.
There you go.
T-Bone adding to the show.
Steve in Providence wants to talk about Shaq Mason. Go ahead, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I don't know. With the money he's making, I would have much rather have had Amendola and a cardboard cutout at offensive lineman.
Those block real well. Funny. Those cardboard cutouts.
They absolutely do. I mean, dude, I'm 175 pounds, and I would have gotten in there and done a decent job. No problem. One more thing, too, is would you compare his contract to the linebacker, Gerard Mayo? How did his career end with, like, a couple injuries and a couple of very unproductive years? I mean, was he worth the money towards the end? I don't think so. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Did you compare it to Gerard Mayo?
I compared the taking care of a player that is yours before it became before the contract runs out and the player gets salty because you didn't take care of it in time and he looks elsewhere. It looks to go elsewhere. That's what I compared it to.
Oh, okay.
Not the player, what you got with the player after that, but I just remember Wes Welker getting salty because he didn't get taken care of, but Gerard Mayo did. Like, Mayo's deal got done. I remember being out in, I think, Denver with Bedard at that time when the deal got announced. Jesus. 175 pounds. Go ahead. Get in there. Get in. Let him block J.J. Watt week one.
Okay. Bill Belichick spoke today to the media, had availability, and he was asked about Alex Guerrero. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Let's hear it.
What was the reason to let Alex Guerrero on the team? Yeah, I'm not going to get on all the responsibilities. All the people in our organization, we'd be here for, you know, a month going through all that. So
there you go. Does that kind of line up? Does that line up with?
Are you catching something there?
All the people in our organization.
Yeah, I'm not going to get on all the responsibilities. All the people in our organization, we'd be here for, you know, a month going through all that.
He's sort of inferring that Alex Guerrero is in the organization.
I mean, I could see why you'd read it that way, but it's just him deferring back to the group.
Yeah, because he said
he's deferring to the group.
It's the group of people on a plane.
The organization travels on a plane.
Well, okay, yeah, I know he's not actually getting like a paycheck from the team, but he's sort of considered an honorary member of the team. Like, he's in the circle of trust.
Think you get another Guerrero question after that one? See, I think it's just like, I think he and Tom are saying, like, we're not going to talk about this publicly. We're done. We are done with this. I think that's part of the stuff. And Brady, yes, could have handled it better this morning. Absolutely. Not his finest moment.
Sorry, just got distracted by an email we got. Oh, my God.
There's another 165-pound guy that could play guard?
No. It's better than that.
Ooh, is it like email of the day quality?
No, I don't think so. Not a lot of text to it.
Mm.
It just sounds like things are good.
Yeah, we've buried the hatchet. If there's even a hatchet to bury, you hear like reports from Curran, like this is way overblown. You know, I just think neither one of them wants to talk about just move on. We're on to this year.
Did you hear Belichick's radio weekly hit last week? I think it was last week. It may have been a couple weeks ago.
It's a little uncomfortable.
Oh boy, was it ever!
Well, they asked the two big questions.
Yeah. He's just an uncomfortable guy. Like, it just makes you uncomfortable. Like, to keep asking
with him.
I know you are.
Yeah.
But again, you're not asking him about Alex Guerrero.
I ain't asking about Alex
Butler.
I'm not asking about Alex or Butler because I would get the same response.
When is Bill going to come on for his like patty cake interview that he does with us?
We'll do one in October, somewhere around there.
We played patty cake with Bill Belichick every year for one.
But we got him right.
10-minute segment every year.
We got him last year the day after Garoppolo was done.
It was good timing. He gave us real stuff.
He gave us a lot. Like he's like he talked about. You take different snapshots throughout the course of it's like looking at things at different periods throughout your life. Thoughts changed.
We don't ask him those tough questions.
But he's right on that.
To somebody else.
If John Lynch, who actually is on part.
We tap right out.
John Lynch has given life to the Glazer report that Lynch asked for Brady. Because Lynch went on Pardon My Take podcast with those guys, those crazy boys down there at Barstool. And they asked him, did you ask for Jimmy? Or did you actually ask for Brady? He says, yeah, it's funny. You know, we went down the road. And since we got stopped real quick on the Garoppolo thing, he says, you're only at the table one time. You got to take your shot. So we asked for Brady. And that quickly got shot down. So... And Glazer had that, too. But Glazer added that, what do you think I'm going to trade you, the greatest quarterback of all time? Come on. Come on, John.
All right, we got some Patriots stuff to talk about. The receiver situation, which is reaching a point of desperation. But I think, here's what I'm really starting to buy in on. They're going to do something. Team's going to do something. I feel like this Mike Reese speculation is too specific and too good. There's got to be some smoke there when it comes to that. So that's on the table. Shaq Mason re-ups for $5 and $50, big time money, 23.5 guaranteed. The Alex Guerrero situation with Brady not wanting to talk about it today. Bill Belichick said he's not going to get into it either. And also the Red Sox, who have lost 6 of 8, and Sean Silver and others are starting to panic and starting to think that it's going to be 1978 or 2011 all over again.
It was nickname weekend.
They are crazy. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Good to talk to you, Beetle. Love it.
Zone and the Beetle. 95 The Sports Hub. Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you everyone's well fed around here today.
Sure are.
Once again. Zoe's people hooked us up.
Sure did.
Monster Trap. Drove it all the way up from Bourne.
Yeah. That's a peeps drive back. So it's packed yesterday. It's packed every weekend. Dude, turns out Mills like you wouldn't believe, but it's the best seafood in the Cape. Told you that. Pumped them up. They brought in a big spread today. Lobster rolls. It's got this panko-crusted chicken.
Chicken was fabulous.
And he puts over spinach and rice. It's phenomenal. Steak tips are to die for. He didn't bring it. I told him, don't bring up the fried clams. And he does the whole belly ones. The ones that just melt in your mouth. You bite into them and it's just that burst of seawater. And I said, good. You know, fried clams just don't travel well. Like French fries. Don't bring French fries. Don't bring that. Nice salad. But, I mean, he's got a great menu. Does Dave down there. Lobster Trap in Bourne. Right there on the water. Can't beat it. Great bar. Great patio. Mmm. So yummy.
Yep.
No good chunks of lobster meat there. Right?
Stuffed quahog.
There's nothing left. Oh, yeah, the stuffies.
Oh, man.
Oh, Silver's a Cape guy.
Yeah, you like stuffies.
Love, grew up with stuffed quahog.
You know what I like? People put the hot sauce all over them, too.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways you could do it. Right. Oh, man, my uncle used to come out the boat, bring the fresh fish, but this today?
Yeah. We grind them up in our sister-in-law's boyfriend.
Got one of those grinders?
He has a meat grinder, the sausage one. He brought it over, did everything by hand one day in our garage, and had the big pot going. He had a whole pot of
Yeah, we used to do that as a family. Go sausage, out, get pick some out of the
celery. All right, enough with your story time, Silver. Stuff. All right.
Thank you.
Right, thanks.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you very much. Back to the Red Sox. Silver's got a concerned attitude about them right now. They've one bad week.
Thanks, Jones.
One bad week season. And you see all these people start to panic. You're going to get it today. You're going to get the panic from Maz, assuming he's here. I don't know that he is. Is Maz in today? Take a look. Let's find out. Maz or Jones. I don't know if any of them are actually here today. You're going to get it.
You should not be here today.
You want that faux outrage? You get it elsewhere. You're not getting it from me. Nope. Not going there. Not about to get outraged. Not about to be upset. Not even about to get concerned. They had a bad week. A bad week. I'm not worried.
Oh, man.
The American League East is still theirs.
Yep.
Still theirs.
What did you have to say about nickname week? Did you have something you were teasing?
They were outscored in the six games last year and this year with players' weekend jerseys. 0-6, outscored 49-9.
You got the perfect pitcher, as you said earlier in the show, that has the scissors to cut those jerseys up. Mm-hmm. You could pour gas on them. I guess it's cute for the kids.
Get Drake LaRoche to come in, inspire Chris Sale to tear up some jerseys.
Okay, how about you just change your jersey next year? You make it a different color. You do something differently.
Well, you have the white, you have the gray, you have the red, right? And you do have the blue, the dark blue. They've worn those.
So they were wearing an entirely different jersey this weekend.
No, I know that.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
They don't wear that at any other point. I think it's actually a decent looking jersey.
You know what I do like? I like the V-neck there that's trimmed. Remember the older Sox uniforms had the V-neck and it just stops. But you know,
I'd like to go to a no button look.
Pirates had that too. The right? Pirates the no had that button, no button. It's a pullover.
1975
V-neck. With the trim sleeves, thick stripes.
World Series
Pirates
type of look.
Loved it. Oh, the Omar Marino one. Dave Parker, too. Dave Parker was one of my favorites. Willie Stargell.
So I'm not upset. I'm not concerned. Did they have a bad week? Yes. Starting pitching was not good. The lineup has gone dry. They're not hitting. It's okay. It's okay. It's going to happen. They're all hitting the wall right now.
You're the greatest team on the planet ever.
I've said I think that good can come from losing.
Right.
I still believe that. You know who I don't want to hear say that, by the way? After the fact? Like, in the next couple of weeks? Cora. No.
Stick by your guns.
You don't get to go back on that.
Stick by your guns.
You don't get to spin this
Be
now.
The same guy.
You have to be miserable now. Me, I'm not. I think this is good. I think it's going to serve them well in the end. Mm. That they hit a bump in the road.
Yep.
That they, you know, got themselves up. Collected themselves, refocused, and then they go on their merry way and win the American League East.
Yeah. It'd be nice. It'd be nice if a lot of these guys who are having career years start having them again. It'd be nice if they got their number one starter back. It would be nice if the Yankees, you know, who have a pretty easy September schedule, just go back in the tank.
Yeah. You think the Yankees are going to play 800 ball in September?
They don't need to play 800
that.
Ball.
You don't believe that.
The Sox could play 500 ball. The Yankees could play,
okay, they're going to play 750?
600 ball.
Are they going to play 750?
I don't know.
Nope, they're not.
I don't even think they need to, though. I don't even think they need to. The Red Sox, we were talking 115 wins a couple of weeks ago. Now we're talking
to 100.
Now we're talking
to 100. He's already doing the math. This isn't about your math. This isn't about your numbers. This isn't about if the Red Sox go 500 the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. This is about belief. Belief. What do you believe will happen? What do you know? What do you believe to be true about these teams?
You know what?
Are the Red Sox better than the Yankees?
Well, they're at 83. Yeah,
you paused. You don't even know. You're not even ready to say that.
You know what?
That's the difference between you and me.
The only thing that's sure about the Red Sox is that nothing is for sure. And the last two Octobers have shown me
that. Their bullpen is a problem. Their bullpen can come back and bite them. That is my concern. It's been my concern all year.
Wow.
Ryan Brazier in the eighth, though. That's my guy.
Brazzers. 69. I'm doing my Felger take. White Sox won the trade. They won that trade.
How do you figure that, by the way?
You don't have Chris Sale at the end of the year. He's like burning out, like Kyrie Irving.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
I can't say it.
Yeah, I know what the take is. Actually, you know what? I don't know what the take is. by Felger. I know that the general premise is that somehow the Celtics are losing that trade.
It was great. He went nuts.
I don't know what his reasons are because I haven't heard it.
He's not letting it go. He's like, it's my best take ever.
But I can tell you that I've heard from a number of people about the take.
White Sox won the trade.
Mostly people we work with, but I haven't listened to the full take.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. He had people. The man's like, what are you, high? Yeah. White Sox won the trade.
You don't believe that?
No, I don't.
Of course you don't believe
that. I want Chris Sale and I want to re-up him.
617-779-0985. I'm not sure that I want to re-up him, by the way. The re-upping thing, doesn't the next 3 months have some sort of some impact on that?
I guess, and he's got to pitch well in October. He gets through this, finds a way to get strong again by the end of the year, and pitch well in October, you re-up this guy. Big money. I think Hardy's feeling today.
I have no idea.
Starting to hit the wall right now.
How do you think
he was up early? He was up at 4:30 today. So we got Silver in, and Rich ended up working today. Hardy was supposed to be in the morning. He's got Wiggy chirping him on Twitter. Yeah, Hardy, closest to the pin, paw 3, first shot. Wiggy's 45 feet from the pin. He's not in a closest to the pin contest, but he actually got it on the green on first shot. He's chirping Hardy on Twitter. Yeah, what's up, Hardy? Wiggy's out. First shot on a paw 3. Hardy's like, you're 45 feet away. Well, you'll 5-putt that. I just love the golf snob that Hardy is. Any more shark updates?
No. You got any?
I'm searching.
That's what you're doing over there?
Yep.
You're waiting for a shark to pop up on the radar.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen during our show. Stuff breaks during our show. Not necessarily pop on the radar. Maybe they're going to get a hit.
A ping?
Ping.
You're unbelievable. Coming up, this is a big week of college moving, right, so?
Ooh, yes, and college football. Woo!
We can mix a little college football into this as well.
Football's here. This is great.
Did you see college UMass? Moving. Did you see UMass on Saturday? Big win over Duquesne. Blew them out. Big win. First college football
home
game
opener,
of the year.
Right?
First college football game to be played that counted for something all year. Just saying.
How much you beat them by?
It was like, what was the final score?
60-something, though.
It was a
Duquesne
lot.
63-15.
63-15.
I grew up in Pittsburgh. Duquesne didn't even have football when I was there.
Well, they do now, and they lost big. Lost in a big way.
They did a victory lap.
63-15. They got BC this week. UMass.
You think they can hang with BC?
UMass at BC, yes. Yes, because they're fast.
Please beat BC.
Great team
Please
speed.
Please beat BC.
Okay, but I got something for you.
Beat BC,
I got
we
something
will be
for you.
Obnoxious.
I got something for you, but all the kids that are moving back to school this week here in Boston.
Yes.
I had this idea the other day.
What?
I want to share it in this forum.
Love it.
And I'd like to get your feedback on it. Is that okay?
Let's do it.
All right, it's on Sturrow Drive. We'll talk about Sturrow Drive next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Well, the Red Sox continuing their struggle. They lost 9-1 to the Rays yesterday, and Anthony Eovaldi hit hard in that one, gave up 6 runs, 5 earned, and 4 innings pitched. And Blake Snell shut down the bats, as you heard Beatles say. Sox 0-6, outscored by 40 runs over the last 2 players' weekends in MLB. So now they're coming off a sweep this weekend. They've dropped 6 out of 8. They lead the AL East by 6 games as the Yankees just completed a 4-game broomstick job. The Orioles, they've won 8 out of 9. Sox get a night off tonight. They'll return tomorrow night against the Marlins for a 2-game interleague series. Some Patriots news today. Mike Garofolo, reporting guard Shaq Mason has agreed to a 5-year, $50 million extension with the team. And they're practicing today as well. Sony Michel, Marcus Cannon spotted out on the practice field and active. Patriots wide receiver Eric Decker, however, announced his retirement yesterday after 8 NFL seasons. On the PGA Tour, Bryson DeChambeau took the Northern Trust Open yesterday, 18 under par, finished 4 shots up for the lead. He's number 1 in the FedEx Cup standings. Heading into the Dell Technologies Championship this coming weekend at TPC Boston. But that tournament just lost a key player. Ricky Fowler is pulled out with a partial tear in his right oblique, and we're just over a month away from the Ryder Cup. In the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament underway today, women's top seed Simona Halep out in the first round. She falls 6-2, 6-4, the first top seed to lose in the first round of the U.S. Open during the Open era. The Sports Up headlines are brought to you by Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores. Test drive any car now through Labor Day and be entered for a chance to win a 32-inch smart TV. RonBouchardsAutoStores.com. I'm Sean Silver, Boss Silver Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beatle, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, here's my take on the kids who are moving back to college. First, a public service announcement to all you people that are here for the first time or here for maybe like only the second or third time.
Pay attention because this is real.
Starro Drive.
This is real.
You do not drive trucks on Starro Drive. You don't do it. No trucks, large vans. Don't take those U-Hauls on Starro Drive. They do not fit, okay? So don't do it. That's the service announcement.
Yeah.
Here's the second part, and something that I think we need to look at ourselves on this. We need to sort of stop blaming the people who have caused these issues, the dummies who drive their U-Hauls and rider trucks out onto Starro Drive. But I think we need to at some point look at ourselves and say, what are we doing wrong? How can we improve this process so that you don't have U-Haul trucks slamming into overpasses? Or is that an underpass? What are you actually slamming into? The overpass is what you're actually hitting.
It's actually a bridge. So
right,
it's like
so you're,
a bridge
you're hitting
above
the bridge.
You.
Yeah, that's the overpass.
I did this as a 32-year-old male.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Drove a U-Haul truck. I told you true story. Honest to God, true story.
Where?
Parcells picked
drive?
Me up to the Jets.
Yeah.
The
Parkway on Long Island.
Amy was pregnant.
Yeah.
We got in a truck. We had a massive U-Haul because we were moving into Massapequa, which is on Long Island. And we got on the Long Island Expressway. And we're rolling down the middle, and I'm moving. Meep, meep, meep. People are waving. I guess I'm like, yeah, go Jets. Go Jets. I'm like, look how friendly they are. She's like, you a-hole. They don't know you from like a hole. Why would they even? You're like, it's a good point. They don't recognize me. Finally, we ended up getting pulled over.
Luckily, you got pulled over.
Luckily, I drove in the middle lane. Because if I go right lane or left lane, roof.
Oh, because those are arched. I know the ones you're talking about.
They're arched.
So you could fit. You were just fitting underneath in the middle lane.
The cop's like, you're just barely fitting underneath. He goes, you go right or left 1 foot. He goes, your truck's gone. So I was like, okay, how do I do this? He goes, I'm going to put you back in the middle lane. You're taking the first exit. You're getting off this thing, okay? Yeah, he took care of me. Very nice.
Wow. All right, here's what I think we need to reassess.
Happy.
So you know when you go on to Starro Drive
from
anywhere, when you enter Starro Drive, you get the cars only sign that's hanging by two chains.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And it sways in the wind.
Yeah.
And if you hit it,
boom,
you're watching on NBC Sports Boston. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
You see the photo. You see these all around town.
They have these when you pull in parking garages.
Starro Drive. It says cars only, and it's hanging by two chains. If you hit it, you know that you're too big to be driving. You're too tall. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make the clearance on Starro Drive. Why is it that those are, first of all, moving and just sort of swaying in the wind on chains? This is my idea, Zoe. You put up
cement
steel frame signs.
Like a goalpost. You got to drive under the goalpost.
And if you hit the sign upon entry, you do damage to the... There's no trial and error here. There's no like, oh, let me see if I can... If I'm going to make it, if I hit the sign, I know I'm... No. There is a listed height, and if you try and enter Starro Drive, you don't hit a little sign, the little cardboard sign hanging on chains. No. You take the roof of the truck off right then and there.
Mm.
Because this is what it's going to do for us.
Barbed wire.
Number one.
Barbed wire to scratch your hood.
It stops the backups on Starro Drive itself. You're not slamming into a bridge. And oh, by the way, maybe damaging a bridge. You damage this
car.
This, you know, large framed up metal sign. Well, what do we care about that?
I don't know.
You hit a sign and you build the signs strong enough that it's not going to fall over. You've reinforced it. and it doesn't damage a bridge. It doesn't stop traffic. And you are aware of your own stupidity within seconds of coming near that road. I think that if you do that, these accidents are going to come to an end. Because we're going to stop you before you even go on.
And also have that sign.
Rip the roof right off your U-Haul.
Have that sign.
Like you wouldn't believe.
When a sign is touched, have a sensor on that sign that when you touch it with the roof of your sign, that when you put it in reverse, spikes come up and rip your tires off.
Yes, absolutely.
Like you get double whammy. You get a scratch car and you lose both tires.
Yep.
Because you got to get your ass towed out of there. I like that.
I just think that.
Just for pure stupidity. You're so stupid.
Right.
That you know you're driving a truck that is no bigger than 8 feet. Or that is bigger than 8 feet. And you see a sign that says 8 feet or less, you're good. It's usually 7 feet, 6 inches.
And you know, I'm only half kidding about this because, again, why would you not want to prevent the person from ever getting onto the road?
It sends a
message.
To
have the opportunity to damage a bridge.
I like
that. Right? That are really expensive to repair. You can put people in harm's way. You can cause an accident on Storrow Drive.
That's all I care about.
You can damage the truck. You can bring traffic to a standstill. What we need to get rid of those stupid hanging signs and replace it with something solid that if you hit it, you know right away you're not getting on that road. In fact,
T-bone.
I'd like for you to do the damage right then and there on the on-ramp. Back yourself up and go somewhere else.
Yep.
Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
I think it makes too much sense.
Say make it like entering a military base. Like, you know, like, okay, I don't belong here. And if I don't, boom, everything pops up.
Or you put the first version of it, the chained version, first. And then if you're stupid and you keep driving after hitting it, like another 25 yards up is when you go through the hard bam.
Yeah, but no.
That's when you do it.
If you hit that sensor, maybe 20 feet up, one of those cement barriers comes up out of the road, you know, like a TV that slides into your furniture.
Right, okay.
And freaking T-bone that thing.
Or we need to make the thing that is hanging heavier and more dangerous.
You want to make
in
noise.
In the sense that it's going to make a loud, loud noise that's going to maybe even do some damage to your vehicle.
I like that.
Because you know what? Damage to your vehicle
because
you're an idiot is not our responsibility.
I agree.
We are not going to let you damage the bridges and roads that cross Storrow Drive. We're not going to let you do it.
You want to rip that thing off? You want to rip
out of state bozos that are coming up here to move your kids into school.
You dummies with like pickups and that. You're dragging those big U-Haul trailers behind you, and it rips your whole freaking rear end off. Force you to go see my boy Jamie down at Route 44 in Raynham, get a brand new Silverado custom double cab.
So Michael on the line has driven a bus on Storrow Drive. Michael,
hey, what's up? So not the entire length of the Storrow Drive, obviously, because you can't, but when you're coming around the when you're coming off of the Zakum Bridge, you can take the first exit down.
Yes.
And you can't where Mass General is.
Yes.
So I've gone to Fenway, when I had to go into Fenway Park and stuff, I've gone onto that, and you can take the first exit off of it. And I've seen U-Hauls and just barely clearing it, even like UPS trucks trying to squeeze in there. And it's funny because the teachers on my bus or the kids will get nervous because it says no trucks allowed or buses, and they get nervous. And they're like, do you know what you're doing? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I got it. No problem. And it's just right off the exit I go, and it's kind of funny and comical to watch it.
Okay. I'd like for something to be put in place to rip the roof off of that guy's bus. Is that acceptable?
I like that.
I would like for us to erect one of my steel frame structures here right over the off ramp off of the Zakum there so that he tries to go down that ramp with his bus and the roof is gone.
Or if
that's what I'm looking for.
You hit that sensor, man, and you know, like that garden weasel, that tool with like the little spinner things on it to get the weeds out.
Yeah, even that.
Those
so,
things pop
even
up.
Even some sort of sensor that will
key
just
the side of the car.
How about this?
Down.
We won't blow out your roof, but we will blow out your tires. There's a sensor, a height sensor. You cross that sensor, up come the spikes.
We warned you. You don't want to read.
There goes your bus.
Your lack of knowledge of the height of the car and your lack of presence and you know your inability to process words. And you know, we've warned you 3 times. Now we key your car. You won't do that again. Bet he won't do that again next time you move your kid in next year. That's why you take a kid to UMass.
And that's my idea, and I hope that someone, you know, takes it seriously because it's going to happen this week.
I'm packing up Friday. I'm moving days Friday.
It is absolutely going to happen this week where one of these U-Hauls drives into one of the bridges on Starro. It probably will happen more than once.
I'm going to take my toolbox. I'm going to take my generator. Take all our stuff. I'm going to build.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
So, at the Beatle 98.5, the Sports Hub.
give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. It is the official weight loss program of your American League East champion Boston Red Sox. They're going to win this thing. Silver all nervous
AL
over
East
here.
AL East leading Boston Red Sox. Did you read that from a Patriots press release? Bragging about their team.
Oh, that was a shame. You and I felt the same way. That was a shock.
As soon as I ran, I'm like, oh, look at this.
They don't like each other.
Look at this. Okay. I like this.
It's okay.
I like this.
I like it a lot. In your face.
All right. Let's continue on. Can I go with mine? I'll lead us off.
That's fine.
I'm going to lead off with Dustin Pedroia, who apparently has not been ruled out, according to Alex Cora. He hasn't been ruled out for 2018.
Ah, the little leader.
And so this happened, what, about a year ago, Tom? I don't know if you have the exact date. Maybe you do.
Fact.
I think it was a trade deadline.
Okay, trade deadline. So a little over a year ago.
That's right.
A little over a year ago. This is Dustin Pedroia. I forgot this sound, and this sort of just blended in to everything that was happening with David Price and Dennis Eckersley and what the hell is going on with this team. That was going on in July of 2017, and I forgot this audio of Dustin Pedroia talking to the media. And just to think that there's a chance he's coming back, I'd rather not. I'd rather he just stay away. The 2018 Red Sox have been likable. Here's Dustin Pedroia.
Stuff's not true. You know what I mean? I mean, but obviously, you know, I'll do anything for my teammates, things like that. You know, that's it. We're moving past this. We moved past this. This was a month ago, you know, and you know, we all love each other. We're in here together. I mean, there's nothing that's going to divide this team for whatever people say from the outside. Oh, we don't have a leader. I'm standing right here.
Aha.
Been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. We're in first place. So that's it. Write what you guys want. Here I am. See anybody else standing up doing this? Do you? Nope.
Good point.
Fact.
Hey.
There's your source from the mouth.
Fact. Something just clicked right there. Hearing that a second time again today.
What?
Throughout your first place, bro. And we're in first place. What Chris Sell say the other day or last week? Greatest team to ever walk the planet. How'd their first place finish end up for you?
He's taking his cues from the leader.
Well, there's a little similarity there. Be careful with what you throw it out there. Karma. Karma's a mother bleeper.
Red Sox got a little cocky a couple of weeks ago.
Karma is a mother bleeper.
Why they thought that was a good idea.
Mm. All right, Tom Brady this morning obviously hung up across the street, starting to make the rounds.
Yep.
He could have handled it better, no doubt about it. But to shed a little more light on what's going on, who's pretty close to the situation, Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, covers the team, covers them very well. Last night on Sports Sunday, give a little listen as to what the relationship is.
Not overplayed, it just wasn't anything new. It has been a constant with Alex because he has a different philosophy. It's not like he's in constant combat with Moses Cabrera, who's the strength and conditioning coach. They get along. They're fine. It's just they have different philosophies. And there's times in which Alex, I think, has to be said, make sure that you don't go too far with that. You stick with the soft tissue stuff, but we don't want to have the regimen change. But there are times, Mike, where Belichick will send players to Alex still. I mean, he wants them down there. He just wants them down there after he has sent them there.
All right. So there you go. Tommy. And he said that multiple times. He's been on it for a while.
I get something for you.
What do you got?
7 minutes ago, according to Sharktivity, new shark alert. Head of the meadow closed. Lifeguard saw shark close to shore.
You called this.
7 minutes ago. This just came through on the app 7 minutes ago.
Keep swimming, people.
Head of the meadow.
Keep going in.
Head of the meadow.
Just go in. You know,
again.
Stay in the shallows.
You go in the water there. You get eaten. That's on you. In fact, I'm rooting for the shark.
You and I, shark people. They told you. They warned you.
I'm rooting for the Sharks.
It's not like you didn't have a warning, right? There's signs all over the beaches. It's going to be a hot one this week.
There you go.
92 tomorrow, 98 on Wednesday.
Head of the merit. You know, we talked about this
get
time
in
zone
the water.
Being the cookie zone. Yep. You want to talk about cookie zone? That is Truro.
Yes.
Truro is the cookie zone.
Yes, cookie zone. Sweet spot. That's the honey pot. I get three kids. They tube in Buzzards Bay. First sighting documented. White Shark Conservancy confirmed it. Sharks are in Buzzards Bay now. They will no longer be tubing. It is what it is. I ain't dragging my kid behind any boat.
You don't want me to take a test bite of the tube?
I've seen, we've got some confirmation on some pictures that are floating around there. You want to take a look at what a test bite looks at? Those teeth do damage people. Please stay out of the water.
Stay out them oceans.
Let's go, sharks. Let's go, sharks. Yep. Jesus.
You have the app? How do you not have the app yet?
I don't want to know where they're at because I ain't getting
in
the water.
You got to know where they're at.
I will swim when I can see the
shark
water.
Alert.
I will,
shark
I,
alert.
Go to anywhere, man. St. Lucia, you name it. Let's go to Caribbean. Put me in the water where I can see the bottom.
Oh, there you get the what? The white tips or the black tips?
What do you want to jump into Cape Water? Which we can see maybe there? A foot and a half down.
A lot of plankton in there.
I love that dirty water.
A cloudiness.
Yeah. Boston, you're my home. Guess what's next? Now they're in Buzzards Bay.
Yeah.
They'll be at the islands next.
Things are hot. Things are hot. Honey pot. Cookie
Felger, they're back, man. More sightings this week.
Did you have anything, Silver?
Just thinking.
What are you thinking about?
Thursday
night.
You
better do it quick.
What?
Thursday night, I'm driving up Route 1. So and I, we're neighbors, sort of. And I'm seeing all the signs. I had no idea Country Fest was coming.
Yeah.
What a just a hurricane of activity that is. And it's proven by Kenny Chesney with the 1 million tickets.
Mm.
It's absolutely amazing. You said it was the best concert you've ever been to?
It's the best one I've ever been to.
Because you have no taste.
Metallica second. No, I have taste. Walked out of Bruce Springsteen.
How did New England become Nashville North? Sean McElroy was saying that
more rednecks
gone to
here,
Nashville
you think.
For Nashville Country Fest, and obviously that's another level. But that's for the home game.
You think I'm going to take my concert advice from the captain? Look at him in there.
That's
not stay out
of
the water.
This guy hangs out at signing events and gets pictures of ex-baseball greats.
It's big, man.
I love you, Captain. Ahoy.
Stay out of the water in Truro and stay the hell off Truro Drive. My advice for the day. We'll do it again tomorrow. Is Hardy with us or no tomorrow? Yay or nay? I don't know. We'll find out.
I don't know. What to see if Rich decides to come in or not.
Felger and Mazur next. Bye.